From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of people turn out for the funeral of a top Hezbollah commander killed outside of Damascus. Mustafa Barradin was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus International Airport. Syrian TV announced Badreddin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. Thousands of mourners flooded the streets of Beirut for his funeral Friday. Badreddin has been accused of participating in an attack that blew up the U.S. Marine Command Center near Beirut in 1983, an explosion that tore through the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, and an attack on the Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia in 1996. Badreddin was also at the top of the list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. A UN committee has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill treatment in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Human rights expert Alessio Bruni, says the committee received many reports of authorities in Turkey carrying out extrajudicial killings of civilians.
And we received many allegations of civil population killed because it was in the mix of the fire and without any protection.
Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, also came in for criticism in regard to laws and practices that the committee says amount to torture. There was also concern expressed over Saudi Arabia's use of the death penalty. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says Italy's Coast Guard has rescued about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the southern coast of Italy. The UNHCR reports that in one operation, 500 people were taken off of two fishing boats that had been carrying the migrants since they left Egypt several days ago. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says that several of those rescued are Syrians and Iraqis, but that still has to be verified.
You know, so far they are being disembarked. They need to go through medical screening. They need to get assistance. Many of them are dehydrated and in bad shape. So, you know, we will need time before we can actually talk to them and get this information.
The UN Refugee Agency says that nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. More than 31,000 of them have tried to reach Italy. The Obama administration says that transgender students must be allowed to use the bathrooms that match their chosen gender identity. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that guidance issued by the Departments of Justice and Education was in response to queries from school principals and administrators.
And that advice includes practical, tangible, real-world suggestions to school administrators who have to deal with this issue.
Public schools in the United States now are obligated to treat transgender students in a way that matches their chosen gender identity, even if education records or identity documents, such as birth certificates, indicate they are of a different sex. The U.S. military now has its first female combatant commander. Air Force General Lori Robinson assumed her role as the new head of the U.S. Northern Command Friday, during a change of command ceremony attended by military leaders from the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter praised Robinson's complete set of proven experience and her ability to lead and command in high-tempo operational environments while putting her people first in every assignment.
We know General Robinson will lead this team with certainty, clarity, and with the full trust and confidence of me and the President.
Northern Command protects the geographic area that includes the continental United States, Alaska, Canada, Mexico, the Bahamas, and the surrounding waters up to approximately 900 kilometers from the coast. And the International Football Federation has scored a first by appointing Fatma Samba Diouf Samoura of Senegal as its Secretary General. She's the first female and the first non-European to hold the post. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.